work so you can do your part, that you can live a fruitful, productive, sword and overcoming, victorious life. Don't settle for just trying to get by. He didn't call you. He called you to live and live good. Just hold your place. I think I got it here somewhere. Let's see. Let me see. I want to do it. Yeah, here we go. You just hold your place and listen. This is what he created us for. And this, I'm reading this from the Amplified. This is Ephesians 2:10. You can write it down. But listen, he said, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. Notice that recreated. We were made anew, born anew, that we may do those good works, that we may do what? Those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand. He predestined this. It was already prearranged, predestined beforehand, planned beforehand for us. Before you got here, it was already arranged, already set in place, planned beforehand for us, taken paths which he prepared ahead of time. Taking what path? Paths he prepared. Paths in life. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's why he gave you and me, us, the Holy Spirit, because he will only lead you on path that has his life. He'll not lead you down a path that is not life. Hallelujah. He'll not lead you, listen to me, down a path that will cause you confusion, that will cause you trouble. That's why he said, trust in the Lord. How much? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? Direct your path. The reason why we get in trouble, we marry people God didn't lead us to. We own job that God didn't lead us to. We didn't consult him about the job. We just wanted some money. And now you're getting cussed out because you're in the wrong place. Instead of turning that situation around, you whining about it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. We go places without consulting God. But he has arranged a path for us to travel on that had life. So what? So what if you run into persecution like Paul and like others? Didn't he say God delivered him out of them all? Yes, I'm not telling you that you're going to live a life and nothing going to ever happen to you. If you live godly, you're going to have some trouble. But when you're in the right place, you got some help too. Hallelujah. Pre-prepared, he said, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged to make ready for us to live. Hallelujah. If you prosper and be successful, people will persecute you. But God has prearranged, and this life to live has everything. And that's what he wants us to understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice that he said he gave us apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, right? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, right? for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the body of Christ to be built up so we can be that body that will have a force to call darkness to flee and bring life to those that are in trouble, that are lost, that are bound, that's depressed. God wants you to prosper in every area of your life. And how do you do it? Let me read it. How do you do this? You learn how to take the word of God. And this is one of the things that you and I need to understand. If we're going to move in the things of God, we got to be like God. What God wanted, God said. God said and God saw. God didn't try to see and then say. He said, he saw. And we got to understand that what we want and what God has given us and what he created us, the way he created us, we frame it, we claim it, we bring it into being by the words that come out of our mouth. If you don't want destruction, you don't want sickness, you don't want failure, you don't lack, you don't want confusion, don't talk about it. Talk about what you want. Hallelujah. If you want to live good, talk about living good. If you want a good marriage, talk about a good marriage. If you want a good job, talk about a good job. If you want good friend, talk about good friend. Don't. Hallelujah. He said, he set this in the body. Got to move. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. This is what he wants, because he knew people be scattered. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. That we are just one. One. And we start looking at color of the skin and other things and all that. But we just read to you last week in the third chapter, Paul said, I will call and I will give him this mystery, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heir with the Jews, that we should be one body. This is what this is all about. But when we're stuck on it, it's hard to get it out of us. And we call ourselves, we're a black church. No, you're not. Ain't no black church. You're the body of Christ. You just happen to be in a black body or whatever, dark-skinned body or brown skin or whatever. That's all. But men and the devil have fooled people to think because of your skin, you're a little bit better than somebody else. Come on now. No, no, no. Every one of us in this body, let me read this and then close. Because we just have to come back here. He said, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Other translation says mature. That's a better word. Mature man. Unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. I have to come back next week and deal with that. See, this is when we find out who we are and when we come to this measure. Amen. I'll show you some things next week. He said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with what? Every wind. A doctrine. I mean, you got all kind of winds of doctrines out there. All kind of wind of teaching. By the sleight of men. That's what they do. Cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking of truth and love that you may grow thereby. Grow into him rather than all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom who? The whole body. Fitly. John. Together. And what? Compacted by that which every joint, do you see that? Every joint, you are a joint, I'm a joint, and I'm in the body, I should be supplying something to you. If I got my mouth talking wrong, I'm not supplying anything to you, I'm taking from you, I'm cheating you. Every joint supplies according to what? The effectual working in the measure of how many parts? every part. Doing what? Making increase of the body unto the edifying of building up of itself. Not in strife, not in division, not in confusion, but in love. God is love. Love never fails. Who is God? Build yourself up in God. Being like him, talking like him, believing like him, prospering like him. Do you think God prospering? You think he's successful? You think he kind of broke up in heaven? You think you're trying to figure out what he's going to do, the next meal he's going to eat? He said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Okay. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But glory be to God.